What is a word that sounds dirty or makes you feel kind of cringe, but it isn't a dirty word? Dongle, we were talking about.
Yeah.
And Jason, what did you say? You have a dongle in your office?
Yeah, dongle, at least in my terms, is a special like thumb drive that allows you to have access that you have to pay for a certain software program.
Yes, exactly. It's a device that can be plugged into a hardware port on a computer.
I had no clue that was even a real word.
A dongle.
So if I give you, you can feel my dongle if you want. Yeah. I can just take it out and give it to you.
Yeah. Show it to me.
I'm going to toggle your dongle.
Insert your dongle into my hard drive.
It does insert. Yeah.
It does. It inserts.
And sometimes I put Vaseline on it, but it messes up.
That's unnecessary.
Some baby oil. Yeah. It's like a ditty dongle.
Yeah, ditty dongle. What is it in court?
Like, so bad.
Exhibit A, we have the ditty dongle, but it's just hard drives.
And the funny thing is, it might be a ditty dongle.
Because he filmed everything.
Well, there's also another word that makes you feel dirty when you say it, but it's not gesticulate.
Mm.
Gesticulate.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, you're using gestures when you're talking. Gesticulating. Okay. But it does sound pretty dirty.
A D-pick?
That's a dirty
That's
word.
That's actually a dirty word.
But it's D. It's just D.
It is.
But you can do that with any.
That's what it stands for.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Uvula. Uvula, because people
Wasn't that
think
the
it's vulva.
Vagina?
No, see, uvula. No, your uvula is the ball that's in the back of your throat.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Your hanging ball.
It's the vulva. Is that what the people are trying to get them confused?
It's vulva.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is, Jason, you said vagina.
Yes.
Got you.
How about penal code?
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, can I do one?
Yeah.
It's along those lines. Pianist. Or pianist?
Oh, yeah, pianist. Mm-hmm. Pianist.
Like, I'm a pianist.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you just play the piano, like, but you sound dirty.
You sound like you like, you know, dongles.
Other words that sound naughty but are not. Coccyx. I have a friend who broke her coccyx when she fell on the stairs. Hey, you guys know her. Her name's Lane.
Oh, really?
Lane broke her coccyx.
Well, I mean, even if you have one of those animals, a cock. Like cockfighting.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All the time. Speaking of, shuttlecock.
Yep.
Shuttlecock sounds dirty, but it isn't. It's just that little object that gets tossed back and forth when you're playing badminton.
No, my son Eli heard that for the first time. I'm like, oh, who? Come on. Say birdie, guys. Who said that in front of Eli?
Well, see, also birdies. Like,
let's play badminton again.
Yeah.
You know why? I'm like, oh, here we go.
Well, birdies makes me feel weird because birdie is the nickname that my parents call them.
Oh, you're downstairs?
Mm-hmm. Birdie. Even to this day, I'm like, oh, I can't
play. So either way, birdie or shuttlecock.
I'm never like, I can't play the game at all.
Like, we're not playing badminton.
Can't play. How about words that sound dirty but are not? Lickety split. It just means fast or quick.
Yeah.
Lickety split.
Lickety split.
Mm-hmm. And then
just the word split to me, I don't like.
And well, you add a lickety in there.
Yeah, don't be adding no lickety to no split.
Mm-mm. And then another one that just sounds dirty but is not. Homo erectus.
Mm.
Homo sapien. Or even Homo sapien.
Yeah, sure. It sounds dirty, but the erectus.
Erectus. Yes.
There's taint.
Okay.
Because
it's another word. Me has another meaning.
Something is tainted.
Oh, it's tainted. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yeah.
But can you say it's taint.
You don't say it's taint.
You say it's tainted.
Or it
has been.
We don't want it to taint. I wouldn't really.
No, I don't think so.
It's maybe. Going to taint. The reputation, maybe? Mm-hmm.
Maybe. That might work.
I don't even know if taint is an official word for... I think it's became a nickname.
It's just
official enough.
But how did that even become something? Taint?
Your taint.
Who saw that little piece of flesh and were like, that's a taint?
Yeah. Well, people also say grundle, which makes me laugh really hard. Yeah. How'd that happen?
I don't know. Grundle seems more appropriate because it seems like there's under and grund. I don't know. But
your undercarriage.
Under.
Mm-hmm.
But taint?
I left one out. These are actually... two that have been left out that I think they do sound dirty. Cornhole.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Cornhole absolutely sounds dirty, but is not. Yep. And then kumquat.
Oh, yeah.
Katie. It's a fruit. Kumquat.
Oh, wow. That's true. And?
He didn't know that.
Go in through the back door.
Okay.
Back door is just a back door.
Oh, back door.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Say what now?
Back door. Okay.
These are all good ones. Let's go to Amanda. Amanda, what's a word that sounds dirty but isn't?
Fiduciary.
Yeah, fiduciary. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. When your attorney says that, you're like, excuse me? What am I paying you for?
No, excuse you.
Filthy mouth fiduciary duties. Duty.
Duty, that's one.
Mm-hmm. Duty.
By the way, you can use taint as a verb to taint something, to contaminate,
mm-hmm.
and as a noun, a trace of something bad or harmful or undesirable. That is undesirable when you're there.
Yeah. I knew you could use it as a regular word, but the way we were trying to use it didn't make sense.
Right. Yeah, it makes me happy to know that we continued a whole different conversation the whole time he's over there Googling taint.
I had to find
taint.
Out.
Where'd taint come from?
You know, we like to solve mysteries here on the show.
We do.
And he solved one.
I've gotten to the bottom of this taint issue.
You know what the funny thing is? When you look it up, well, at least under ChatGPT, it doesn't say that reference to the area we always reference.
It's totally slang.
Well, ChatGPT's also still very, like, young.
Go to Urban Dictionary.
They don't
want to
do that.
Yeah, they will. They will not. Yeah.
Urban Dictionary will have it.
Yeah, they will. They'll have mm-hmm. things you ain't never heard of and you should never do in your life. You're like, what is that? Iraqi pile driver. I'll try that later. That's like a thing. Like a sex move. I'm like, what? They have all sorts of crazy stuff.
Or you're Chad. They said taint, a.k.a. a Chad.
And it feels like every guy I've met named Chad is a taint. No offense, your name's Chad. Just my experience. Probably like one of my best friends I forgot about. Like, no, not you.